Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Kay. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was online filling out the claim form, and it told me to, after I got done filling out my name and social and stuff like that, it told me at the end to call this number.
Okay. What's your social security number?
417-514-834.
Okay, and your name?
It's Brandy Stewart.
Okay, and what's your driver's license number?
8992533.
And what's your date of birth?
11/26/1999.
Okay, I'm going to open up the claim for you. And it's going to take about 20 minutes for you to answer the questions on the claim. And it may be questions that you've already answered, but that's the only way that I can do it. So the first question is, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Davis.
If you approve her benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or a benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Can you give me, you want it into a checking or savings?
Checking.
Can you give me the routing number and the bank account number?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, I have the routing number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 06200000080.
Okay, and so the routing number is 06200000080, correct?
Ma'am.
And what's your bank account number?
Okay, give me 1 second. I'll find that one for you. Okay, I just had it pulled up. Okay, my account number to my checkings is 826-486-1272.
Okay, so that account number is 826-486-1272, correct?
Yes, ma'am. And that route number was 062-000. Let me make sure I'm counting how many zeros.
Is 4 zeros, and then the last two numbers is 80.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I'll make sure I gave you enough zeros.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that routing number. That's how I know. So what's your mailing address?
11179 Roberts Road.
Okay. Hold on a second. 11179 Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S?
Yes, ma'am.
Road. Okay. Is there an apartment number or is this a home?
This is a home.
Okay. And what's the city?
Chula.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
36521.
And it's 36521?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
is 251-367-1573 a good contact number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
And their mailing address was 11179 Roberts Road, Chuchula, Alabama 36521, correct?
Correct.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 15851 Highway 55, 2061 County Road 7, 3423 Charleston Drive, 4111 Skyline Drive South. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
The 3423 Charleston Drive.
Okay. Which of the following street addresses in Satsuma have you ever lived at or been associated with? 117 Northgate Drive South, 558 Charles V Street, 5756 Dale Drive, 6196 Dolphin Drive. None of the above, or I'm not familiar with this property.
5756 Dale Drive.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 2001 Mitsubishi, 2002 Mercedes, 2003 Subaru, 2006 Nissan. I have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
I've never been associated.
Okay. So did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And what was the last day that you worked?
May 1st.
Mm-hmm. Of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am. I had a baby.
Mm-hmm. So it says, in other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
Yes.
Okay. So do you work for yourself on a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Neither.
Are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you registered to attend school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes, ma'am, if I find out.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your trade or occupation?
Not all shifts, just morning.
Okay. So it says, in order, it skipped. It'll come back to me. So the reason you only want, you said you want mornings only or no?
Mornings only. I have two kids.
Okay. And what are the ages of your children?
2 and 3 months.
Okay. You have a 2-year-old and a 3-month-old, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So it says, have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$15
an hour?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you get work through a union?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Are you a part of a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your job title?
A court specialist.
Court specialist?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what did you do?
I was a file papers.
Okay.
A clerk.
Okay. So it was like performing clerical duties?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is that the kind of work you want to continue to do?
I'm open to anything.
What have you had experience in that you would like to do?
Reception and clerical clerk.
Okay. So what company were you working for?
Mobile.
I didn't hear you.
Mobile Court.
Is it on the ADM Office of Courts?
No, ma'am. I don't think so.
Okay. And can you give me a phone number for the company you worked for?
Give me 1 minute. Okay, it's 251-573-1352.
Okay, 251-573-1352. And
okay.
When did you start working for them?
April 1st, 2021.
Okay, and what was that last day you worked again?
May 1st.
In what city and state were you working?
Mobile, Alabama.
Okay. Okay, so have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Do you expect vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working for them?
I had a baby and
okay.
they come back.
Okay. Sometimes you fade in and out, and it's kind of hard for me to understand what you're saying. So were you off on FMLA for your pregnancy?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
Okay. So did that expire?
It has, and they never called me to give me a date to come back. They never put a date on the paper either.
Okay. So have you checked with them?
I have. I've left voicemail.
Okay. And so you haven't gotten any response?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to give you a 4-digit PIN number. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay.
It's 3499.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. So, Ms. Williams, we've completed your unemployment claim, and it normally takes 2 to 3 weeks for a claim to be processed. While you're waiting on the results, it's two things that you should do. The first one is to visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you can log onto their website at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And you're just going to make sure that there's an updated resume online for you. The second thing,
okay.
The second thing that you do is very important, and that's your weekly certification. It's two ways that you can do that certification. You can go on to our website, is www.labor.alabama.gov, or you can call our 800 number. That number is 800-752-7389. So either one you choose is going to ask you for your Social Security number, your 4-digit PIN number, and it's going to ask some other questions. So the first time you're going to do that certification is this coming week, which will start on Sunday. And so then you'll have any day from Sunday through Friday to do that certification. And you're just going to continue to do that once a week, each week, as long as you're trying to claim benefits. If you skip a week of certification, it's going to cancel your claim. And then you're going to have to start over. So do you have any questions for me?
Okay, so just call or go online to file every Sunday after 5?
Well, the weeks start on a Sunday. They end on a Friday at 5 o'clock. So you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to choose any day within that week to do your claim. It's just that the weeks start on a Sunday.
Okay, so so I would be okay doing it on Monday.
Oh, yeah. You would be perfect. It'd be perfect.
Okay.
It's just that you're, the next time you're going to do, or the first time you do your certification is going to be this coming week, which will start on Sunday. So if you want to do it that Monday, you're, it's fine for you to do it on Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
So file every day. I could go online or call. You're going to ask me for the 4-digit PIN, which you just give me, and my social.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And then I need to go online to alabamawork.alabama.gov and do a updated resume.
Yes, ma'am.
How often do I need to do that?
Only if something changed on your resume. Only if you need to update something. So that website is alabamaworks.alabamaspelledoutagain.gov.
Okay, and if they have a job come available, they will, the employer will contact me, because I would really love to find a job, because unemployment just I don't want to do that too often.
Well, it says here that the unemployment claim we just finished registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system, and it will stay on file for 90 days. So you need to just go out there and make sure that your resume is updated. And I'm not sure if they send you job postings for you to apply to, but at one time they did. So those are the two things that you need to do. And that certification is really important, once a week, each week, as long as you're trying to claim benefits.
Okay.
So
all right. I have to go out there or is this online?
Ma'am?
So I would have to go out to Alabama Works, or I can do it online?
It's either or.
Okay. Okay, well, I will go on there now and do the resume so I don't forget, and then I will call next Monday.
Okay, then. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. I hope things work out for you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.